handle the truth.
This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, November 30th, 2019. We're in hour two of the broadcast. I've got about four stories I want to wrap up, and then we can take phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. But just to finish up what I was saying about Bashar Assad, he went on to say, do you frankly think that we can send Syrian forces to fight terrorism in France without being invited by the French government? International law governs the behavior of states in the world, not their intentions. So what he's saying is that it is, you know, there is no international law. Only when it suits the West's interests to wrap themselves in international law. He has not invited the French or the U.S. or the U.K. or any of the rest to come there and fight on Syrian soil. Everybody that looks at this sees that this has been nothing but an attempt to topple Assad and to destabilize and destroy the country of Syria. And he well knows it. And so, but see, that reporting, right, that was RT.com, by the way, RT.com. They report that type of information, but here you only get the most biased, slanted reporting from, you know, ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, or even Fox News, for sure, Fox News. So I wanted to get that in. And quickly, I wanted to get this in. This is something else that's not in the mainstream media. It'll never be in the mainstream media because they pulled the hoax off as poorly as it was done and ridiculous as it was. And then they've moved forward. Remember when they were claiming the gassing hoax in Syria? Everybody sung from the same song sheet. That's when the red flag should go up. When you've got the Republicrats and you've got the Democons, you've got the president, you've got the media, you can't slide a piece of paper between the foreign policy of the United States and ungrateful Britain. When they're all on the same song sheet, singing from the same song sheet, you know they're probably nothing but lies. And that's what I thought of the whole Syrian gassing hoax. But this just came out from the OPCW. Mainstream media blamed a chlorine gas attack in Douma, Syria on April 7, 2018 on Syrian President Assad and claimed that he was responsible for killing 43 of his own citizens. Assad was victorious in Douma and had zero motive to bomb his own people, yet both Democrats and Republicans called for his overthrow. Trump responded with limited strikes on Syria. The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, the international and supposedly independent chemical warfare watchdog, was called in to investigate after the strikes. In May, a whistleblower leaked an OPCW engineering assessment that contradicted its official report, which doubted that the chlorine cylinders found at the crime scene were dropped from the air, but were more likely manually placed there, signaling that it was a staged false flag event. In addition, there was no sign of nerve agents used in the alleged attack. A new whistleblower has recently disclosed that those levels of chlorine were so low that a gas attack was, if it wasn't impossible, it was certainly improbable. He provided evidence that this information was repeatedly omitted from the report. He also said that U.S. officials pressured the OPCW to report that Assad was responsible, but the lack of an attack removes the excuse for war. So, what I wanted to say is, this has all come out. You know, a lot of people's covering this story. I mean, InfoWars has got the story. Natural News covered the story. I'm not sure. I printed it off of need to know, dot news. The OPCW and Duma chemical weapons watchdog accused of evidence tampering by its own inspectors. So the truth is out there. It's like Mulder said, you know, the truth is out there. I could read this big, long, lengthy report to you, but I think I'll just pass on that because you got the gist in the first paragraph. We were correct, those of us that said when we saw it, it looks totally fake. It don't even look faked well. Russia's done a lot of investigating into this, and now a whistleblower from the OPCW has blew it completely out of the water, that the whole thing was staged and faked. And that's what we do. That's what we do. I mean, I don't see how any country in the world would have any trust whatsoever in anything that the United States claims. Why would they? I mean, why would they do that? I don't. And I think more and more don't. You know, that's why immediately now when these things happen, it used to not be this way 10 or 15 years ago, where when things happened, people immediately started wondering if it was just complete bold-faced lie, like the Epstein. The Epstein is a perfect example of the people. Now, of course, they're saying that it's just a perfect storm of simultaneous problems all by happenstance that led to him being able to commit suicide. And also, you know, we're not getting any reporting. They're not sending Geraldo Rivera down to the pedophile island to get that big scoop, you know, of all the information to show the hidden cameras and show. They've talked a little bit about it, but not the big scoop, and you're not ever going to get. They want this story just to fade away, just like the Las Vegas massacre. They didn't make movies about that. They didn't Trayvon Martin that story. These ones that are just so weird, they want to keep them out of the public's mind and move on to some other ridiculous absurdity, like the they had some kind of music awards this past week. I didn't watch them because they hadn't made any good music in a long time, right? But they said that it had the lowest ratings. I can't remember which one it was, but whatever. I read a little bit about it, and they said that they had men in lace dresses as the backup dancers. So, you know, you can see where this is going. It's very unhealthy for our society. I talked to a gentleman this past week that delivers for, like, FedEx, and he told me that he could not believe how many young boys, you know, young teen boys that he delivers to are just so feminized. I didn't incite that conversation, and I was like, really? And he's like, oh, yeah. He said, it's changed drastically. He said these 13, 14, 15-year-old boys dressed like girls, soft-spoken, weird haircuts, skinny jeans. He said it's just – he said it's not just here and there. He said it's like a bunch. So I guess take that for what it's worth. Internal Revenue Service records show that Chick-fil-A is not only stopping donations to Christian organizations, but is funding left-wing extremist groups, including the Anti-Christian Southern Poverty Law Center. Yes, you heard it correct. Chick-fil-A's 2017 990 IRS filing shows the fast food franchise made a $2,500 donation to the SPLC among a laundry list of pro-abortion, pro-LGBT PB orgs, town hall reports. So I'm not going to spend any more time on that, but I just wanted everyone to know, as if you're funding the SPLC, I don't know what you think you're doing, to be honest. All right, Jewish Anti-Defamation League post another list of social media accounts they demand be banned immediately. In a remarkable address, this is from the ADL's website, in a remarkable address at ADL's Never Is Now Summit last week, the comedian and actor Sacha Baron Cohen called out major social media platforms, including Facebook and Twitter, for failing to stop the spread of anti-Semitism and hate on their platforms. All this hate and violence is being facilitated by a handful of internet companies that amount to the greatest propaganda machine in history, Baron Cohen said in his remarks after accepting the ADL's International Leadership Award. I think we could all agree that we should not be giving bigots and pedophiles a free platform to amplify their views and target their victims. While lesser-known platforms continue to peddle the most noxious and violent anti-Semitic content, even a cursory examination of content hosted by major media platforms illustrate their continued inaction in the face of anti-Semitism and all forms of hate. Despite companies' promises to address the scourge, they persist in providing anti-Semites easy access to global audiences. Below is a short list of people and organizations espousing virulent anti-Semitic views with active accounts on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. These accounts are hardly an exhaustive list. They should have been removed long ago. It's well past time for social media giants to take responsibility for the content they host, promote, and disseminate. These accounts should be removed immediately. So here's the list that should be immediately removed. Richard Spencer, David Duke, Louis Farrakhan, True News, of course, Rick Wiles, Vincent James of the Red Elephants, not familiar, Kevin McDonald, and it also includes a number of Christian and Jewish converts to Christianity, like Brother Nathaniel. So I just wanted to let you know that they were talking about another big list of those that should be purged, because we can't have an open debate, and we certainly can't have free speech. We only have to have the speech that's permissible that they allow us to have. We have to have the complete elimination of the First Amendment, because people might say things other people don't want to hear. I mean, it's just that ridiculous. You know, it's went to the Supreme Court before that even hate speech is protected under the First Amendment. Because once you eliminate certain speech, which it's been eliminated, you know, you can't say what you want to on Facebook. You can't even put up a sign that says it's okay to be white without the FBI being called and a hate crime investigation started. So don't tell me you've got freedom of speech. But, you know, all of this has been done before. We're not seeing anything that's new. We're seeing the same thing rolled out that's been rolled out time and time again. And NationalVanguard.org ran an excellent story this past week that really went in depth into this, and I'm going to touch on this briefly. Got a couple other stories. We may try to take calls after the next break. But Berlin, the degeneracy that the National Socialists crushed. Think Liza Minnelli and Joe Gray in Cabaret. Think West Hollywood, Greenwich Village, and Providence Town, and the Castro, known as the hotbeds of homosexuality. But they are nothing like the uninhibited urban gay sexual scene and vast homosexual subculture that flourished in Berlin under Germany's Weimar Republic. Just as in the West today, sexual deviance and the belief that some persons should be surgically mutilated because they are trapped within their own body was promoted in the Weimar Republic and in the pre-nationalist socialist Berlin. The city's liberal years before the rise of Hitler are detailed in a new book, Gay Berlin. The science of transsexuality was founded in Berlin at the Institute of Sexual Science, where the first male-to-female surgery was performed. The words homosexual and the words transvestite were invented there. In this article, they've got some police mugshots of a Berlin prostitute, Johann Scheff, arrested in July of 1932. Youths dressed in women's clothing who successfully passed for women, and they descended on department stores en masse, stealing large quantities of merchandise. And I'm looking at this picture, and it looks exactly like what we see today. The cover of Die Intel, December 1930, advertising a serialized installment of Men for Sale. Male prostitution, homosexual bars and nightclubs, cabarets populated by gay men, lesbian, and transsexuals flourished. It was in Berlin where scientists and academics concluded that same-sex love was a natural inborn characteristic and not merely the perversion of a normal sexual tendency. The Weimar Republic emerged out of the wreckage of World War I. The Khazar was gone. The 1919 Versailles Treaty saw the abolition of the German Empire and the loss of significant amounts of territory. It was a troubled and tortured time for Germany. The pervasive prostitution, both male and female, the public cross-dressing, the easy access to bars and clubs that catered to homosexual men and lesbians were just a few of the features that supported their sex industry. Now, this thing's riddled with photos Hansi Sturm was the winner of the Miss El Dorado transvestite pageant in 1926. So what I'm trying to relay to you is this rise of transgenderism, this promotion of homosexuality, the promotion and glorification that you must accept degeneracy. It's all been done before. And seeing the pictures of this and the actual contest of transvestites really rings at home to just how I had heard, you know, that Berlin had become the most deviant city they were down to bestiality, you know. They had went the distance, okay? And that's why I say, when I say the LGBTQ PB, I'm going ahead and putting my pedophile and bestiality on the end of it before they have to do it. So, again, this is a very interesting story. Berlin, the degeneracy that the National Socialists crushed. I just wanted to say, because this is not... We think, or most people tend to think, that this is all something new. This we're on the cutting edge of this homosexual transgenderism phenomenon, but we're not. We're reliving. We're playing out the game again to see how it ends. And that's why I say the plan is the all-day gay pride parade. How about this? Many municipalities across Sweden will be reallocating funds and slashing basic services in order to cope with the flood of state-dependent migrants, according to a new report. A survey conducted by the SVT found that 8 in 10 municipalities will be forced to save in the coming year and half plan to cut assistance for disabled and for family care as their economies suffer. The situation is so strained, and we are now forced to take some effort after the council has decided on a new budget. The city manager said, I think there are two reasons. We have been generous and received many new arrivals, but basically it is also a demographic problem. We have an aging population, and the municipalities are shrinking. So what this story goes on to say is that because Sweden has overrun itself with immigration, some of it legal, some of it illegal, that they're actually being forced to talk about slashing funding to the municipalities for care of the native population. How do you like that? Your government has taken in so many from various countries that are on the welfare dole, and then, of course, you're putting up with all this crime. But now they've got to slash the budgets to the actual people that paid the taxes for the services in which the country that they live. I mean, completely absurd what's happening in all these European countries. Ken said that E. Michael Jones talked about that on AJ's show, Germany's pornography as a weapon. And that's exactly what it was, and it's exactly what it is still to this day. And, you know, we've moved into an era where practically our television is pornography. If you just look at it. You know, I mean, what would be completely socially unacceptable just a couple of decades ago now is the new norm. So that's the way that the society is engineered incrementally. And a lot of people see it and a lot of people don't. And then there's a whole segment of society, unfortunately, that they love the degeneracy. They want it. The filthier it is, the better they like it. You've got them out there. You see them. But at some point, it's going to reach a boiling point to where people just can't take this anymore. And it seems like with these laws like are being proposed in Virginia, the day is coming soon, because are Virginians going to just sit back and be told you can't even teach your kid how to box? That's a felony. You can't take a concealed carry course. You can't learn Taekwondo. Are we to that point that we're going to accept that level of in-your-face tyranny? I don't know. I mean, it may not pass. It may not pass their state legislature. It may just be some AOC-type lunatic that's trying to write laws. But, you know, I didn't think people would be fighting to go in the wrong restroom a mere few years ago either. Julian Assange may be in real danger of dying in a UK prison. Medics from across the world warned in an open letter he may not even be fit to stand extradition trial given the years of denial of proper health care. Assange, the founder of the whistleblower site WikiLeaks. Boy, they don't like that whistleblower, do they? 1-800-313-9443 if you want to call in. 1-800-313-9443. When we come back, Jim in New York.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair in the studio, taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast, 1-800-313-9443. I wanted to remind everyone, support RBN, donate to RBN. There's a lot of great Christmas presents in the RBN store. Check it out. Support the network. I don't take donations, so if you like this broadcast, donate to Republic Broadcasting Network. Also, there is a story here from the Chicago Tribune. Evanston Alderman on Monday approved directing all sales tax revenue collected from recreational marijuana purchases to fund to a fund that will establish a local reparations program. Officials say the program will help the city's black population stay in Evanston while also providing training for jobs and other benefits to blacks. So I guess maybe it's already begun. All right, Jim in New York, thanks for holding. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Saren. How are you today?
Doing good. Glad to have you on.
I believe that, as someone said, presidents are selected, not elected. And I think that goes for Trump. I mean, most of the people were surprised that he won. But I think Trump was selected, and the purpose was to put middle America to sleep. Now, for all the talk of the wall, legal and illegal immigration has increased under Trump. And also, you know, most of your listeners are Second Amendment supporters. Mass immigration is going to take the guns. The vast majority of the immigrants vote Democratic. Virginia is now a blue state. Texas will go blue any year now. And as that immigration increases, you're going to see more gun control. So I think people should tie immigration to the gun control. Also, as people obsess over Beto O'Rourke wanting to take the guns or Elizabeth Warren wanting to take the guns, my prediction, Trump is going to take the guns. Remember, he said take the guns first, due process later. But he has to wait till after he's reelected. But I predict, and others have, that after he's reelected, it's going to be Trump who puts in very significant federal gun control laws. So I think Trump was selected, and I think he's there to put people to sleep. You notice while people have been celebrating Trump's win, the internet is being censored like you can't imagine. Drag Queen Story Hour, that really got going under Trump. While Middle America's sleeping, you're seeing all these things being put through while people are asleep. But I think immigration's going to, in maybe 10 years, 20 years, is going to take the guns. And with that thought, thanks for taking my call, and have a great day.
Hey, thanks, Jim. You know, I can't remember if it was last week or the week before. I read an article from the LA Times, and Jim may have heard that. But it said essentially just exactly what Jim says, which is true. There's no denying that. I agree with everything he said. The slow kill through the legal and illegal immigration simultaneously. You know, I just read where Bloomberg said we need all we can get, all we can get, you know. But, you know, he's certainly not for open borders for Israel, I'm sure. You know, they've passed laws with regards to their immigration or lack thereof. But so, yeah, I mean, it's a scary scenario, and we do see it. And I am not at all any kind of big Trump supporter. He's done so many things that I've opposed, just like Syria, just like moving the capital, just like selling arms to Saudi Arabia, just like not getting anything done really on immigration, just like not arresting Hillary and the rest of these criminals. So I think there's a lot of people feel just like Jim. We're going to go to Frank and then Art. If you'd like to join us, 1-800-313-9443. Frank, how you doing today?
Hey, great show today, as usual. That Jim in New York, he sounds like Dr. Steve Pachinik to me. You know Dr. Steve Pachinik?
Yeah.
I mean, really,
yeah.
The way he speaks, the accent, everything sounds like Dr. Steve Pachinik. But I know that is that can't be so. But, you know, I actually agree with what he said, too. I mean, to me, Trump is still an unknown factor. But if I had to guess, if I had to bet my life on it, I would probably have to say that Jim in New York, the last caller, is probably right. I don't trust Trump at all. I don't trust any politician. I don't trust Vladimir Putin. I'd like to, you know, just like I wanted to trust Trump. I don't even trust any of them. You don't get to those positions in power unless you're compromised. And
I got music, Frank. Hold that thought. We'll talk about it on the other side. Art, you stay there. We'll be to you in moments. 1-800-313-9443. Back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea. And YouTube, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. You know I'm a dreamer, but my heart's a gold.
We're back on the Alternative Media. Farron in the studio, taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. I got Frank in North Carolina, Art, John, and Rick coming up. Frank, the break kind of broke your train of thought. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, right back to what I was saying. I agree with Jim. I'm afraid what he says is probably pretty much true. You know, people say, well, no, Frank, you know, Trump was different. Trump's not like these other guys. He got in there, it was a fluke or whatever. You know, I'm like, you know what, don't be so sure of that. And even if he did have some good intentions, patriotic intentions, for the good of the country, once he got in there, he's theirs. I mean, they've got that guy, you don't get to be at his level in private life and business unless you're dirty. You gotta have a lot of dirt on you, man. I mean, Trump is basically a gangster. He's not that much different than a modern gangster. You don't get to be a billionaire unless, you know, you play dirty, man. You play really dirty. You lie. You have no respect for the truth at all. And I'm going to say something else too. People can say, oh, you know, whatever, Frank, I don't believe that. Where's your proof? I think all of Trump's wives, if you really look deeply into their background, I think they're all Jewish. Don't quote me on that. Go out and look for it on your own and see if you can find it. I think they're all Jewish, which makes all of his children Jewish. That's just my personal. I'm throwing that out there. I think that's probably true. I know some of his wives are Jewish. Which means his daughter didn't really have to convert. That was a cover story. That would have made her very acceptable to Jared Kushner. Why would Jared Kushner want to marry a Gentile girl? Well, because her father's rich. Yeah, you know, that's a plausible story as well. But don't you think a Shabbat Lubavitcher? I mean, he's like the K, you know, quote unquote the KKK of the Jewish community, right? Why would a KKK guy want to marry a black woman? By the way, that's a good segue. I think it was Paul in New Jersey, was it, last week that we called in and responded to what I had said. Apparently, I had pissed him off by, my comments to about Lauren, I believe, in Ohio. And, you know, I have to admit, he did a really good job, man. I actually couldn't disagree with anything he said. My point, though, and I maintain, you know, Lauren is not my problem. You know, I'm just recognizing that Lauren, but she's the exception to the rule. I mean, how many black women would listen to your show? How many black women would listen to RBN? They don't care about stuff like that. I'm sorry, but they don't. And I guarantee you 9 out of 10 black women have and do and will continue to vote for the most liberal, progressive, Democrat or whatever political candidate they can, stating that they want to hurt me, that they want to take my rights away. So why should I, I understand they're being manipulated. I'm sophisticated enough to understand that, but I'm just saying, man, I got no fight with Lauren. She's not my enemy personally, but, Paul was actually right on everything he said, man. It's all going in the wrong direction. The Jews are behind all of it. Anybody that tells you different, then you know they're lying. And for people that say that they love the Jews and that's the tactic we need to use, that's just idiocy. I mean, would you say that if you were in Dresden and you were being firebombed and, 36,000, I think, babies died, were burned alive in Dresden and all these other German cities? Or if you were anybody in history and your people were being slaughtered and the Jews were laughing at you. And all this about taking away, making it illegal to learn how to defend yourself and firearms instruction. I mean, that's typical, man. That's typical. The Jew does not want us to be able to defend ourselves. Why? Defend ourselves against what? Because they're going to send out these hordes of non-whites, first of all, to bash us, right? And basically take away our voting rights, take away our political clout of any kind. They're going to outnumber us, and also to terrorize us. That's what it's going to be. It's just like I couldn't believe it when I saw that film footage from a phone camera in the streets of L.A. in broad daylight. You got a black guy who's probably not even from this country running down the streets after cops with a machete. And did you see how reluctant that white cop was to shoot that guy in the machete with the machete? That now, if he had been a white guy, they would have shot him immediately. But because you're running from this guy who's going to try and kill you with a machete, it can happen so quickly. And the guy tripped and fell in the street. And fortunately, there were some other cops there and got the guy before he did that. But did you see how reluctant the white cop was to shoot the black guy? He gave him every chance. Please don't chop me up with the machete. And then he ended up stumbling. See, that's what happens, man. That's what they teach you in the Marine Corps infantry, man. Hesitation. When you hesitate, you get killed, unfortunately. And that's what the cops are going to have to do. But that's going to become a recurrent scene. That's going to become commonplace here in Charlotte. You're going to hear all the time, oh, yeah, so-and-so, they were going out one night, and they were walking down the street, and they were attacked by a group of machete-wielding thugs. By the way, Mecklenburg County, starting, I think, tomorrow, felony offenders, violent offenders, 16 and 17, are no longer going to be treated as adults. They're going to be treated as minors, and all these guys get right back out on the streets. I don't know how, but they get real low bail amounts set, and they get right back out there. And again, this is the Jew. The Jew wants them out there terrorizing us, man. That's what they want. That's what this is all about. And you did a great job, great tribute to Tex Mars. Tex Mars told it like it was. And anyway, I'll move out of the way and make room for other callers. Thank you.
Hey, thank you so much. Art in Georgia, then John in Tennessee. Art, how you doing? What's on your mind today?
Baron. You know, this whole transgender, queer, whatever you want to call it. I mean, it was bad enough, you know, reading how Chick-fil-A is, basically turning their back on the Christian community and has decided to donate to this Catholic church called Covenant House, founded by Father Bruce Ritter, who was a pedophile. You know, oh yeah, we're just going to donate to them. I mean, seriously, that's Christian of you? That was, and then reading all this on National News, and the article that they had on their new Sprite commercial, which is pro LGBT Sprite commercial. I mean, what happened to just regular commercials trying to sell a product? Now they're targeting children with a soda commercial. No, and all of this is not bad enough. I'm talking to a guy the other day in town, and talking about, so what do you think about the plans for this year's Gay Pride Parade? And I'm looking at him like, what makes you think, for one second makes you think I'm interested in a bunch of queers parading around in I couldn't even think of the right word for it. And I'm like, I get where they're coming from. I get I understand where they're coming from, but have you looked at some of the outfits that they wear? I mean, absolutely ridiculous. Disgusting.
Hey, Art, we've got a really bad connection. I'm losing you, Art. I can't hear Art. Ken, is it me, or we just got a bad connection? Okay. Art, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to let you go. I can't hear you. Ken says we don't think it's on our side. So my apologies. John in Tennessee, then Rick in Arizona, Susie in Mike in Kentucky, then Susie in Arizona. John, how you doing? Thanks for holding.
I'm doing well, Farron, long time. Jim in New York. As always, it's been a while since I heard him, but he's on the money. Here's what I've come to realize. Farron, about 11 or 12 years ago, you know, we all had our awakening, but about 11 or 12 years ago, I realized that we were actually living in and this is going to sound crazy, a modern medieval period, where if you go back to the medieval times, you had kings and governors and sheriffs and serfs, and they were fighting to defend their castle, to defend their property, which unfortunately included the people on their land. That's what we've got now. We call them congressmen, senators, presidents, priests, potentates, prime ministers, dictators around the world. It's a turf battle, Farron. And the elections are nothing more than what Jim said. They're chosen, they're anointed, and they're appointed. Now, what's really sad is I called into RBN, talked to one of the hosts early morning. You would know the name. I won't tell you. But I said this to him, you know, I said, look, if you think Trump was elected by the people, basically, and I didn't say this to him, if you really believe that, people, you have hit your head one too many times, like I used to hear when I was a boy. How many times did your mother drop you on your head? If you believe that you have anything to do with the government of this country as a slave on the land, a debt slave, that they're going to let you have a choice. And if you understand the Constitution, every 4 years when you vote for a new king, president, you're committing an act of rebellion. You're throwing the bum out. We even say throw the bum out. You're rebelling against your government. That's a criminal act. But you're allowed to do it under the Constitution that you and I both know was suspended in 1933. It really is what George Bush called it a long time ago, just a blankety blank piece of paper. And somehow, Farron, people think if we get the right guy in there, We can turn this thing around. No, folks, it's already down the hole in the bathroom floor, and we're waiting for the bowl to refill. We've lost it because we have been asleep. We've been comfortable. We've had no needs. We've been slaves that believe we've been free. We can go anywhere we want on the planet, anywhere we want, Farron, and they know we'll come back because we got a fine prison cell with padded carpet and a lock on the door. And we go in at night, and we turn the key, and we lock ourselves in our nice little warm cell, and we let ourselves out in the morning to go back to our slave job. Who would get up and go to work at 1 o'clock in the morning if they didn't have to? You don't need the straw boss or the slave master to come beat you out of bed anymore because you got an 89-inch television you got to pay for, and you got a $70,000 pickup truck you got to pay for, and they're making money off you. They're taxing your income, which is profit on investment. I try to explain this every tax season. Buy a car for $5,000, put $5,000 in it, sell it for $10,000, you got a $5,000, you got no profit. Okay? You sell it for $15,000, you've made income, so you pay tax on that. But what do? I trade my life 60 hours a week for 60 hours pay, and when I fill out my income tax form, it says, here's the line, what's your total income? Here's a line, what's your total wages?
John, I'm going to have to move on. We'll try to get everybody on a few minutes here.
But all right, look, we're living.
Great points. I appreciate it. All right, Rick in Arizona, Mike in Kentucky, Susie in Arkansas. If everybody will hold it to about 3 minutes, I'll get everybody some airtime. Go ahead, Rick, and thanks for holding.
Okay, I'll be real quick. Number one, Frank's right. Habab Lubavitch, Jews aren't going to be marrying sheikhs. She'd almost have to prove herself to being Jewish with a family tree diagram for those people to when they get married. You got to be Jewish. Number two, the fake crap with the impeachment is really doing its job. About 10 days ago, they announced Project Guardian. It's a new gun control. It's to prevent gun violence. It's to go round up all the guns on people that have lost their right to own a gun. Let's say you slapped your wife and you got a domestic violence against you. Well, now they're going to come and get your gun. A lot of people never handed in their guns because it's political, but that's what they're doing there. Number three, Trump allowed to expand the settlements. How about that? Look at all this stuff that's happening under this impeachment thing. Number four, whatever, Trump is holding a guy under the Patriot Act. You know the FISA warrant and the Russia collusion crap? That's the Patriot Act. They used the Patriot Act, allegedly, to investigate Trump. Okay, so the Congress has now voted to extend the Patriot Act. Now, we'll see if Donald Trump signs that. Why would he do that? So the beat goes on with this fake crap. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, those were some really good points. And I know, and I don't think I've got the story here in front of me. Yeah, the Daily Beast has a story on it right now where Donald Trump is going along with endlessly detaining. Trump is the first to use Patriot Act to detain a man forever. I had the story. I saw it this morning. I didn't have time to verify it, find some other sources on it, so I didn't do it. But I'm not surprised at all. And Rick in Arizona, excellent points. Okay, let's go to Mike in Kentucky.
All right, look, we're living.
We got Mike in Kentucky.
All right, Rick in Arizona, Mike in Kentucky, Susie in Arkansas. Everybody hold it for about 3 minutes.
Let's go to Susie then. Mike, you might need to call back in. Ken said he couldn't hear you. We'll go to Susie in Arkansas.
Well, all I can say is we lost a great one in text, and these last two callers have certainly made some great points. I was just going to suggest, Farron, do you know about Andy Hitchcock? He wrote a book called The Synagogue of Satan.
Oh, yeah.
He'd be a great guest, because it's interesting because text had published his book, among other things.
Oh, I did not know he was the publisher on that.
Yep, I heard him talking about it one day on Andy's show. And then there's another fellow that's on EFR also called the Fetch, the Vetch, I think. And boy, if you hear anybody hammering the Jews, man, it's him.
Susie, I've actually had Fetch on as a guest. I don't know, time flies, 3 or 4 months ago. He is over at was it Revolution Broadcasting, I believe.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
But you know, really, you bring this to my mind, Susie. There is so many voices, so many books, so many great websites. I mean, there's so much. The information is out there to people. Republic Broadcasting. If they would just, you know, if you can lead the water, you can lead the horse to water, but you can't always make him drink.
True, true, true. Have you heard anything about Brother Francis since that situation in Charlottesville?
Father Francis?
Yes.
I have not. I have not been in contact. I have not heard him on any broadcast. That may not mean that much, but I have not. There may be others like Frank that have, but I have not.
Well, great show. That's all I can say. Great show.
Hey, thank you so
much.
You're
doing your part.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We're going to go back to Art in Georgia. Art, I apologize for that. We just it just kind of petered out there to where we couldn't hear you.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes the phone just wants to act wonky. But, you know, I mean, it bothered me when I read that Chick-fil-A is going to, you know, they're now going to be donating to the Covenant House, which is founded by a pedophile priest, you know, and Sprite's now got their pro-LGBT commercial targeting children, you know, and I'm talking to people in town, and everybody's all getting all excited about the upcoming gay pride parade, and I'm like, why would you take your children to see a bunch of men in disgustingly scanty little outfits with little pasties and all this kind, that level of debauchery? Why would you expose your children to that? And they think that this is a fun event. It's like, you know, and they don't see anything wrong with Drag Queen Story Hour. And I'm looking around and I'm thinking, I live in a small town, less than 10,000 people. And you people, and you're accepting this kind of debauchery? It makes me wonder, is there a safe place anywhere in this country I can go where I can get away from this kind of ignorance and stupidity, Farron? It's so prevalent now, no matter where you go. It's everywhere.
And you know, Art, you bring up a great question. I mean, why do the people succumb to this indoctrination and this propaganda so easily? I mean, are they just that feeble-minded?
I don't know. It's you know, 10 years ago, people in this around here would have looked at that and just would have had absolutely nothing good to say about it. But nowadays, they're looking at it like it's some great, wonderful event that they look forward to every year. It's like, guys, this is not Macy's Christmas Parade, okay? It's like, this is a level of debauchery that just, well, then again, look at some of the garbage that's on TV now. You can't even watch a TV show without seeing some kind of sex orgy or something going on, which is why I don't even have TV anymore, because I just got to the point I can't stand to look at it.
Well, you know, too, it raises the question, Art, why if once this has been decriminalized and society is saying, okay, if you're homosexual or crossdresser, you can be it. That's not enough. They have to have pride. They have to have a pride parade. It has to be on display. It has to be in your face. And that's the part of it that blows my mind. And here in Bank of America sponsored the Gay Pride Parade in Charlotte that took place this past summer. The bank.
Yeah, and I'm talking with one guy the other day, and he's using the excuse, you know how many children are disowned by their families when they come out? Just because dad disowns a guy or whatever, you know, dad, I'm gay. Okay, you're disowned. That's an excuse to act in a... seriously, that's your excuse for allowing this to happen? Farron, the level of ignorance these days is just mind-boggling.
And the willingness of the society to accept most anything. I mean, if you will accept that it's normal for your child to be propagandized at school into being taught how to masturbate or have anal sex, you have proven that you will accept anything. I mean, you will march forward into the concentration camp willingly if you'll let your child be treated in such a manner. I don't get it. I just don't get how come the people are so willing. And you can point to so many different things with regards to this. I mean, your First Amendment rights being taken, your Second Amendment rights being taken. I mean, we could go down a whole litany.
Yeah, and now we've got this guy up in he's in prison up there in New Jersey, and he's been in prison for 10 years. He was sent to prison for raping a little girl, and for the past 8 years, you know, he's been in prison for 10 years already. But for the past 8 years, he's been living as a woman in prison, and now he wants to sue the state because they won't let him get that gender reassignment surgery, sex change. Karen, since when are the taxpayers liable for some fag to get his stuff rearranged? I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Oh, it's totally ridiculous. It's totally ridiculous. But yet, you know, yet there seems to be a lack of pushback. I mean, we push back. We know. We talk about it. But it's continuing down the slow, incremental slide straight into Sodom and Gomorrah, just like the L.A., the library in Los Angeles.
Yeah, it's Aaron, this would be laughable if it weren't so disgustingly, I mean, just, it's pathetic. Anyway, thanks, man. Have a great one.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm glad you were able to get in. That was clear as a bell. So I know sometimes cell phone technology, it's not always perfect. Well, we're almost out of time for today. Support RBN. If you're looking to make some Christmas purchases, check out the RBN store. Great radios, food supply. There's some clothing. I mean, there's just a variety of stuff. Support RBN. Donate to RBN. You know, you may not agree with all the hosts. There's quite a variety, different points of view. That should make it interesting. But if you listen to John, you know there is financial issues. If you like this broadcast, I don't ask for donations. I ask that you donate to Republic Broadcasting and help the work there. Also, judge hands down 4 years for brawling with Antifa, but a pedophile rabbi from the very same judge only gets 1 year. This is coming from RussiaInsider.com. Great website to look at. Last month, two members of the New York chapter of the Proud Boys, Maxwell Hare and John Kinsman, were sentenced for 4 years in prison related to a brawl last year. The men went to the venue to attend a comedy show. When the event was over, masked anarchists ambushed them around the street corner, but the Proud Boys won the fight. They didn't even push any charges. The state took up the charges. The same judge later this past week ruled that a pedophile rabbi only gets 1 year. These a simple brawl, they got 4 years. We're out of time for today. When they come for your gold, give them a lead. When they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited-time opportunity. Don't miss it.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcast.